This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. Tune in live each Sunday night at joy.org.au.
My special guest tonight on Bent Notes is a multi-repeat guest, an artist, a composer, a multi-instrumentalist, an educator, amongst other skills, a musician who's been defined by Leon Gettler as defying classification, and now he's an editor of a magazine. He has just walked off stage at the Jazz Lab after the first set, and it's a set with Robbie Melville and his smorchestra. We didn't get a chance to chat last week during the Radiothon for very much time, so tonight a little bit longer to learn all about the new jazz magazine. It's a very warm welcome to Adam Simmons. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you very much, David. What an intro.
Defying classification seems to fit very well because now you're a magazine editor.
Oh, it's so hard to work out, to try and tell people what I do. Yeah.
You've just been playing a set there at the Jazz Lab. How has that gone?
It feels like it's been really beautiful. There's a whole bunch of people down here listening attentively to the premiere of new ensemble sextet. It's all new music played for the first time, and so far, so good. It's been lovely.
That is excellent to hear indeed. It was great to hear from you last week. Thank you so much for taking the time to share our Radiothon show with us, but it was all too brief.
So there were other things, and yes, more support for Joy if you haven't already done it. Give a quick plug.
Thank you very much for doing that. But it's a chance now to chat about this exciting new venture, which is called Dingo. What is it, and why did you get involved?
Well, it's a new magazine. It's celebrating and supporting Australia's diverse and really exciting jazz scene. It's both digital and physical, with the focus on the physical. We went a little overboard. It was going to be 80 pages. We've actually gone to 116 pages.
Oh, wow.
It's a kind of more art style, if you know what I mean. I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised when they see it and go, oh, right, that's what you mean.
It's not just a little bit of newsprint.
It's not just a little bit of newsprint. It is something that will be collectible. It's a biannual publication.
So biannual being twice yearly?
Yes.
Yep.
April goes live on April 30th. Being news agents around the country and in your local newsagent.
Fantastic.
As well as physical and digital subscriptions via dingojazz.com. I got involved largely. There's a trio that's behind it. Myself, Cal Barry, sax player, woodwind player, runs a retail store and leads the Salvo's big band. Partner, Perry Winter, who's done all the graphic design. And we've then invited a bunch of contributors from all over the place, including overseas, to contribute content for the magazine. Cal just approached me, I think it was October last year, wasn't that long ago really, and just went, what do you reckon about a magazine? Would that be helpful for the scene here? And I kind of went, because he's been reading my Usefulness of Art e-newsletters.
Yes.
Where I've been trying to help advocate and just do what little I can to spread out some information to people in the community and try and write submissions to the government, parliamentary submissions and whatnot. He's been reading my emails and kind of went, maybe there's something we can do to just add to that. We thought about it. We've come up with what seems like, I'm not sure whether we can make it viable the first one, but we're both really committed. There's a gap because we don't have anything like that in this country. It's been about 10 years since there was a journal, Miriam Zolan's Extempore. It's been, I think, more than 20 years since we had an actual magazine in the newsagents celebrating and promoting Australian jazz. In that time, there's been more than enough development and maturing of the Australian jazz scene. It's recognised internationally, but can you see it? You can see it in community radio, you do see it on the ABC, but there's diminishing opportunities in print. And each aspect of the media really helps feed into the others and into the health of the, you know, the work for artists.
It does indeed. Who's your target audience? Is there a target audience?
We are trying to appeal to a broad range. For people who are just interested in gear, there's some gear reviews. There's CD reviews, film, book reviews. There's articles around, in this edition, there's articles around gender in jazz and the jazz sector. We're looking at the notion of what is Australian jazz. And a couple of young writers, Jake Amey, Hugh Heller, have interviewed a bunch of people around the country from across, you know, from older musicians playing trad jazz through to younger musicians, Indigenous First Peoples, some of our leading elders. We're trying to include all and hear from all those voices. We've got a bunch of profiles of young students, high school and university, just to try and help let people know who to look out for. We've got a couple of expats, Nilusha Dysonaka and Marty Hollebeck, talking about their experiences in New York and Tokyo, respectively.
Wow, what a content list you have there, Adam. That is superb.
We've had Raph Caputo, Raffaello Caputo, doing an interview with Rolf De Heer, who was the director of the movie Dingo, back released around 91, starring, of course, Miles Davis. It's an Australian movie talking about an Australian story of somebody hearing their idol, hearing someone that inspired them to play music, and then finally getting to meet their idol many years later in France. It's a movie that places jazz centrally as in a mainstream context. That's kind of what Dingo's trying to do, this magazine is. It's not just about limiting it to a small audience. It is about trying to help, you know, just spread the word. I think when you see it, you'll kind of go, oh, I'd like to look at that.
Having seen the website, which is dingojazz.com, and some of the images that have popped up over the last couple of weeks on some social media, it is looking absolutely glorious, very inviting. I can't wait to put my hands on my copy, although from what you've said, I'm going to have to do a bit of exercise to build the muscles up to carry it. It's a big one.
A little bit, yeah.
Now, you're holding a launch event this coming Friday, the 30th of April.
Which is also International Jazz Day.
It is indeed.
International Jazz Day. We're a registered event as part of that celebration. And we're really, you know, and again, the lineup reflects the ethos of the magazine. So we're starting, I haven't told many people, but it's not in the official yet. It's meant to be a slight surprise that you'll see a little trio of Fiona Burnett, Rob Vince and myself.
Oh, excellent.
A little wet your whistle in the beginning.
Yeah.
Then we have Poet Street. They formed in lockdown last year, group of young women, first year, second year uni students that just were like, we need to play together. We need to do something. And they formed in lockdown. The Melbourne Jazz Youth Band, who will be doing their 16 to 21 young students, they're doing a tribute to Count Basie.
Oh, superb.
Torrio, who are Paul Grabowski, Nico Schäuble, Mirko Guarini, three absolute masters of their instruments. And it's just beautiful. Oh, in the interval, we've got the Merri Creek Jazz Band playing 1920s jazz.
They've been
together for about 30 years. Then we finish with a bunch of probably 30-somethings. It will be really exciting. That's a premiere of a new ensemble led by Sam Boone with the likes of Cheryl Duran-Piscitol, Nat Grant, Miranda Hill, who some may know, who runs the Homophonic series at La Mama for queer classical music. Mm-hmm. Nat Grant's involved with the Make It Up Club. We've got, it's a whole bunch of the next... A bunch of leaders, really.
Fantastic.
Olive Scott, and Arun Roberts, who's going to be singing in that. And that's going to be, I don't know what that's going to be, because it's going to be premiered next week.
That's all on Friday, the 30th of April, which is next Friday. Thornbury Theatre, 7:30 kickoff. All the details and tickets are at dingojazz.com. A little earlier on, you made mention about the usefulness of art, which is your website, your project. TUOA.com.au for all that very interesting content, and dingojazz.com, of course, for the what sounds like an absolutely fantastic magazine. I'm looking forward to it immensely. Adam, we better not hold you up because otherwise Robbie won't be very happy with us.
No, that's all good. Thank you so much, David.
My pleasure. Thank you for taking the time to have a chat to us in the break tonight. I'll let you get back and have a drink before you get back on stage, and look forward to seeing Dingo. And
fantastic. And I hope that I'm pretty sure that Rex should get on with Dingo quite nicely too. So, yeah.
I'm sure he will. Yes, he agrees with you there, Adam.
Very good.
My special guest has been Melbourne musician, composer, artist, and now magazine editor, Adam Simmons. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.